You think of all the people alive today who consider themselves believers. Do you really think those people are going to sit down and rule? It'd be interesting to see. It's actually a much smaller number. Precisely how many, I'm not quite sure. I don't know. Revelation has something to say about that. So, judgment begins first. This goes back to something I was saying about, Jesus made a simple statement about, hey, you look at your brother who has a speck in his eye, and you have a beam in your eye. You got to first get the beam out of your own eye. We have to be first circumspect about our own lives. I mostly, when I talk to people, they know I'm religious, and they're kind of a little antsy around you. You know how that is. They curse, and they're like, "Oh, sorry." Like my ears are too holy to hear that. As if there's some, oh gosh, you can't hear that, the S word. They say Jesus in a way that's sort of questionable, right? And, they know. But again, I don't go around, trying to tell people how to live their lives. I don't do that. If someone came to me and asked me, "Paul, how should I live my life?" I would tell them what I could or what the Holy Spirit gave me to tell them. Meaning in the regards to, I'm going to guide them in the gospel. I'm like, well, first of all, you need to, I'm not here to teach you how to live your life so much as I am here to teach you how to throw aside your life and seek after eternal life. To lay aside the things of the earth and the things of this world in favor of better things. So my whole focus is, I would want to refocus them. If people were asking me, I'd start by that, and then depending on how they could hear. But in general, what I mean is, I'm not in the business of trying to make people see things a certain way. But certainly, as the opportunities come, you preach the gospel. And to me, it was, what does that mean? You need to believe in Jesus? Well, that helps. But ultimately, it's like, my gospel is that Christ died so that we might live righteously, soberly, and godly in this present world. And that's the thing I want to preach, not with my words only, but also with my actions. A lot of the gospel is preached by our behavior, so they can see our good works, so they can see our profiting in God. So they, they have to be visible things. And that is the greatest testimony of all. It does no good to be like, well, I'm just like everybody else, but I'll try to tell them about Jesus. The righteous, again, we who obey the gospel. If it begin with us, then how is it going to be for those who don't obey the gospel of God? It's not going to end very well. If the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and sinner appear? According to the scriptures, they're not going to inherit the kingdom of God. But certainly many of them may be made subject to it. Wherefore let them, depending on the judgment of God, wherefore let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to Him in well-doing as unto a faithful Creator. I like that. Again, suffering according to the will of God. That is, if you're suffering according to the will of God, you've ceased from sin. That's why I kind of look at it, is that God does not, we're not worthy to suffer as Christ did if we are defiled. If we are sinful, if we are ungodly, we're not worthy to suffer as Christ. Our names really can't be put up there next to His name. But rather, if we do, if we've ceased from sin, if we have put on godliness and righteousness, then we will suffer according to God's will. In fact, all that will live godly are going to suffer, scriptures say. So, We need to commit the keeping of our souls in that condition, meaning when the suffering condition comes. Our souls are what God is going to keep. Keep against the day of resurrection, where he will raise us to life again. But in well-doing, by continuing in that doing well, and continuing in righteousness, and profiting in godliness, and continuing in those things, as unto a faithful Creator, we commit ourselves to him, because he is faithful. We commit ourselves with the mindset of faith that he is faithful, and knowing that, you know, though we may not be, he certainly is. And we do well to trust him with our lives, our souls, and all that we have.